Marina and Alexander and the church that met in Timothy's house gathered to worship God, to learn more about following Jesus together. One day, a letter from Paul arrived for Timothy. The letter was full of teachings about what it means to follow Jesus. Everyone gathered around Timothy to listen as the letter was read aloud. Dear friends in Christ, the first thing I want you to do is pray. There are many ways to pray, so let's use them all. Let us pray for all people. Pray especially for the leaders of the world so we can live in peace, because this is what God wants for us. There was silence in the room as the people thought about what the letter said. They thought about the different ways they prayed. A woman jumped up. "I know," she said. "We can bring our requests to God. If I know someone who needs God's support and comfort, we can ask God to help them." "That's a good way to pray," said the people. "We can pray like that." A woman had an idea. "Sometimes I look at everything I have and I want to say thank you," she said. "We can give thanks to God for all our blessings." "That's a good way to pray," said the people. "We can pray like that." An older man spoke up. "It is wonderful to see God bless others," he said. "We can ask God to bless and help others." "That's a good way to pray," said the people. "We can pray like that." Alexander raised his hand. "Sometimes I get worried or scared," he said. "If we are worried or scared about something, we can talk to God about it." "That's a good way to pray," said the people. "We can pray like that." "We mustn't forget to pray for our leaders," another person said. "We can ask God to help them rule wisely and fairly." "We can do this together," said one of the church leaders. "Let's pray like this every time we meet." And that's what the people did. They helped each other remember what the letter had said, and they met together to pray. They prayed for all people, and especially for the leaders of the world, because this is what God wants us to do.